This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
An enjoyable Sonic game, if not exactly a super one. This is your IGN review of Sonic Superstars by Jada Griffin. Most Sonic games put the pedal to the metal, having you travel at blindingly fast speeds while avoiding hazards on your way to the goal. Unlike its predecessors, however, Sonic Superstars trades that traditional breakneck pace for new abilities, more exploration, multiple minigames, and slightly more challenging bosses. Most of that stylistic shift works well for the majority of Superstars' roughly 15-hour multi-campaign story. The new Chaos Emerald powers are an excellent addition to the formula, helping you make the most of stages that focus a little less on sprinting blindly to the end the first time through, and more on hunting down secrets as you do. But while this slightly different flavor of Sonic can be fun, I couldn't help but feel like Superstars was missing the main thing I love about the series: speed. Sonic Superstars has three main game modes, a campaign with three individual stories that unlock subsequently after finishing the previous one, an eight-player battle mode, and a time attack mode. The story mode has you traveling across 11 zones all over the new North Star Islands, showcasing flashy levels that occasionally draw inspiration from other well-known stages in Sonic's history. For example, the Speed Jungle Zone brings back the use of vines from the original Sonic the Hedgehog's Jungle Zone. Pinball Carnival puts both a fun and spooky twist on Sonic 3's Carnival Night Zone, and the Press Factory is a more industrial version of the Press Garden Zone from Sonic Mania. They are all incredibly charming, and while the backdrops sometimes make it difficult to differentiate what's in front of you, they nail the classic aesthetic Sonic fans like myself have come to love. I don't think any of the new stages will crack the top of my list of all-time Sonic favorites, but there are a lot of great additions to the series here, and I enjoyed that each one has a cool quirk to it. One has a giant snake burrowing throughout the level that gives you a slight bounce when moving along it, while another has patches of thick fog that obscure your vision, and the only way to gain partial vision is by running through a group of butterflies that follow and help illuminate the way. Golden Capital was a particular standout by having you flip the stage, swapping between the foreground and background, and showering you with rings every step. I also really enjoyed Lagoon City, which felt like a giant water theme park and made the best use of the new water power granted by one of the Chaos Emeralds. Things like this made me hope to see similar creativity in future 2D Sonic games. Collecting the Chaos Emeralds is more straightforward than ever this time, as the increased focus on exploration encouraged me to seek out the giant golden rings that hide them during my travels. Finding one sends you off to play a short minigame, where you have to chase the Chaos Emerald by swinging from point to point until you catch up to it, finally unlocking it when you do. These ended up being the one minigame I didn't mind stopping for, as they were entertaining and also rewarded you in the form of new Chaos Emerald powers. Superstars also includes four-player drop-in, drop-out local co-op, but as great as this sounds, it could be better in its execution. Playing with just two players, we found the experience clever at its best and frustrating at its worst. The camera doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason for who it decides to follow. Sometimes it would track me as Sonic as I sped past my co-op partner playing Knuckles, while other times it would allow me to run off the screen while he climbed a wall. Outside of the story modes, the battle mode and time attack mode are pretty bare bones. I don't expect a lot from a time attack mode, and this one at least does have simple leaderboards to see others and your best times. It's serviceable if you want to see just how fast you gotta go, but it's a bummer that you can only challenge the ghost of your own best times, and not those who may have ranked higher on the leaderboard, which would be immensely helpful in learning the best routes to improve my own times. As for the 8-player battle mode, everyone but the most diehard Sonic fans will probably abandon it as soon as they finish their first match. You and up to seven others create a robot based on a variety of animals and Sonic characters, as well as Sega's iconic knights, to compete in three random mini-games across various maps, which are equally simple and only mildly entertaining at best. I started Hedgehog over Heels for Sonic Superstars, but the more time I put into it, the easier it was for me to see its Eggman-sized flaws. The decision to focus more on exploration was a great idea on paper and creates a unique dynamic to each level, but I wish it hadn't sacrificed speed in exchange. The boss designs are creative and clever, but often wear out their welcome with long periods of being untargetable and occasionally frustrating one-hit KO mechanics. The soundtrack may not have anything as iconic as Hydro City or Spring Yard Zone, but it features some excellent additions to an already long list of Sonic bangers. If only the sound design was up to the same quality standard. And while the campaign is still enjoyable, Superstars' multiplayer components are far worse options than anything in past Sonic games. Like digging emeralds out of the rough, Sonic Superstars' new ideas end up feeling like a mix of both interesting and ill-advised, making it an amusing Sonic game, but not exactly a super one. Sonic Superstars IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Sonic the Hedgehog updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.